Welcome to Lift Your Moving Marketing Podcast. And today we're going to look at a key part of sites that, you know, it often gets ignored. And that's the contact us page. I realize most people don't put a lot of thought into the contact us page. It's just kind of a formality. Everyone knows you need to have a page like that. But, you know, it can help. It does give some visibility. Again, I'm always about authority. And it actually shares that you are a real company with a real address and a real phone number. And it does kind of help boost your SEO. It's usually one of those pages that shows up when you do a Google search for your brand. You typically have like the homepage and then just below it kind of these sub-tier links. One of them is the Contact Us page. So sometimes it's just the fastest way for your users to find you if that gets indexed properly. Let's see how we can unleash the power of the Contact Us page. Typically the third or fourth place that users access. They're just trying to get the phone number or at least figure out a way to email you. One of the most important tasks that a Contact Us page would be doing is answering your visitor's most important question. That's, how do I reach you? How do I call you? Now, more often than not, the phone number is going to be on every page in the upper right as well as the footer. But you never know. Again, people might just land straight onto that page. And this page is the continuing movement of building trust. Having a detailed Contact Us page with kind of very relevant information like your hours, I would absolutely embed your Google Business Profile, your map. You'll definitely have your main phone number on there. And if you've got more than one location, for sure include those, which you'll probably want to create separate contact pages for those locations to kind of expand your SEO locations. But most often you'll have a single contact page with a single phone number and a quick form that you might like to use in lieu of an email address. It kind of depends on how you want to address this. Some people don't put a contact form at all, only an estimate request. So either way, if you are looking for information to work with us, you still have to give your name, phone, where you're moving from, where are you moving to, how quickly do you have to have them move. But there's some people that I just want a quick place to fill out the information. And I'm not ready to call, but I'm not ready to fill out a bunch. I just kind of want to get some basic information. Now, I do see the contact form tends to be a spam. There are ways to protect that, but it kind of depends on how you want to manage your email and how you want to manage people reaching out to you. Make sure that for SEO sake, that your name, address, and phone number are consistent with what has been shown on the internet. That could be your Yellow Page listing, your Google Business Profile for sure, maybe a MapQuest. All these many, many different locations and different platforms would have your address on it. Make sure that that's all consistent. It's called citations. I would also cultivate a little bit of a connection on this page, add a personal touch, maybe a little friendly message from the CEO or a salesperson or the whole team, kind of give that human experience. I really hate showing up on a page and you see the receptionist smiling at you and it's a complete stock photo. Why? Why can't we have somebody on your team? I would have a group photo of the office staff from the back office and give them a little bit of love. I don't recommend putting an actual email address on there. That just becomes pure fodder for spam. If you want somebody to email you, have the form and have some ability to block that. You can block certain words. You can block web addresses. You can require certain information. Don't just put your email out there. Just kind of taking it to the next step. When somebody does fill out that form, I recommend having a thank you page with a video. This is really more for the estimate request. The contact us form, it can be a thank you page. Again, just a group photo. You guys moving or packing a room. But kind of take it to the next step and have that thank you page. It makes it a lot easier also to track. I would add a FAQ section. Again, we talked about your hours. You might have some common questions in there about how, you know, what's the best way to reach you? What's the best way to get an estimate from you? It seems pretty rudimentary, but the more you can be a helpful resource, the better. All right, so quick wrap up. Don't ignore your Contact Us page. It is another opportunity to shine, to give authority, to provide trust, and to make it really, really easy to contact you, which helps converting users into customers. Be sure again to reach out to movingmarketingresults.com. Look for any resources that we might have. We should be having a webinar, usually it's on the last Thursday of every month. Hopefully you can join us. Go to the webinar page on our website and check us out on YouTube. Subscribe and have a great day. Keep moving up. Bye.